8:12 here on the Mighty 690 as we move throughout a Thursday on the program. I'm Shay Neal filling in for James this week, and it's time to catch up with the latest from Morningstar Care Homes. And we're joined this morning by our good friend Scott Schultz. And good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Shay. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day to speak with us. And I know today we want to talk a little bit about the idea of moving a loved one into assisted living and some of the emotions that goes into that process and making sure that every member of the family is taken care of in that process.
That's right. These family discussions are very difficult, and we just want to be a resource to those who are going through this difficult time.
So I think a good place to start is, you know, talking about maybe some of the stigmas or stereotypes that are associated with assisted living facilities for maybe somebody that's diving in that really doesn't know much about other than maybe what they've heard from people. So what are some of those stigmas surrounding assisted living facilities?
I think that's a great question, and I think it stems from we all feel that, you know, I really will never want to put my parent in a nursing home, but assisted living is not a nursing home. It's quite different. I think a nursing facility has skilled services for rehabilitation or for serious end-of-life medical conditions. You know, typically someone's in the last year of their life, but we're quite different in that we've created in Fredonia and Neodesha a home to live in, not a facility to die in. And that really makes it a change in address, not a change in lifestyle. And our real goal is to provide guilt relief for the family caregiver who's going through this with a loved one.
And you mentioned, you know, the key differences between assisted living facilities and nursing homes. So what are some of the services provided in your assisted living homes that maybe are a little bit different?
Sure. Well, there's a specialty in memory care in Neodesha. We are specializing with those who might have a condition of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, they might have had a stroke, or they may have other dementias. There can be up to 50 different kinds. But in both Fredonia and Neodesha, and in what we would say our assisted living section, we are trying to alleviate a lot of concerns that the senior or their loved ones taking care of them might have, like the housekeeping and laundry is done, the meal plans are approved by a dietitian, and they're scratch cooking. It's a safe and secure home. It's an all-inclusive fee. So, you know, you're not worried about the bill of monitoring the thermostat in the cold winter months and that sort of thing.
No doubt about
it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
Sure. Well, we reorder the medications, and we assure they're taken at appropriate times of day. You know, we schedule all the visits with doctors and others who actually come into our homes to see the residents, any therapies. You know, I think a big difference is you don't face two or three moves with us. You're in a comfortable home for your entire stay. You can engage with your neighbors and with our staff, and we do all the maintenance. I just think those are a lot of relief to both the residents and the families.
No doubt about it, and we're catching up with Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes this morning. And Scott, you know, something that in my experience is moving in my life, it's very overwhelming. There's a lot that goes on in a very short amount of time, and I'm sure, you know, that's even more so for a senior moving into assisted living. So is there any, for those that are maybe a little anxious with this process, is there any help with the transition into your homes?
Yeah, there is, and I really think more times than not these days, feels a little like a crisis to the person who has to move. Maybe they just received some diagnosis in their health condition that's causing the move. So one thing we've done is pitch in with the physical moves of their belongings and that sort of thing. But we also really focus on psychosocial transition. You know, we expect going in that there's going to be an adjustment period. So we're very cognizant of that. And we know it's very crucial to the health and well-being of the person moving in and to their family that we're very attentive in those early days. But even before they move in, we're there as a resource if they just want to come in and counsel and speak to us. we're more than happy to have that service provided.
So you mentioned, of course, not only for the senior moving into assisted living, it's also a tough decision and a difficult process for their families, their loved ones, their caregivers. So you mentioned, of course, when this process happens, it's out of necessity. And so do these families and caregivers of these seniors, the loved ones of these people, experience any benefits of moving their loved one into assisted living to maybe give them a little bit of ease?
You know, they often do, Jay. You know, it takes a load off to have help. It's not just those daily activities for your family member that creates the extra load, and especially if you're a two-income household, as many or most are these days. But it's all the errands and the extra costs and making those doctor's appointments happen and transportation. And if you have some folks coming into the home to help, you're still supervising them just like they were employees, if you will, whether they're paid or volunteers. And so all that just takes a toll on the family. But once their person is with us, now they can focus on the visits and having fun with their loved one. And it can improve their energy for the family caregiver. Better mental and emotional health can result. And, you know, they can zero in on, what do I need to do? Maybe I'm 55 or 60, and I want to focus on my own nutrition, exercise, my immediate family, and, you know, getting the rest and socialization that I need for my health.
Absolutely, and we're catching up with Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes this morning. And Scott, to kind of flip that topic, we just talked about, you know, maybe some of the benefits for families and loved ones of the senior, but also the senior, of course, moving into an assisted living facility, usually needing some extra care. And what are some of those improvements in life that they could see moving into a place like Morningstar Care Homes?
Well, there's definitely positives to it. Independent surveys and studies have shown that this personal, individualized care that's centered on the needs and the wants of the resident can lead to 70% of those who move in having reported an improved overall quality of life. They're five times more likely to see an improvement in quality of life after a move rather than seeing a decline. And I think the reasons for that are, you know, one, there's better nutrition. Some people say food's always better when someone else prepares it. It's presented well and you're dining with others. There's a social well-being that takes place. You know, the pandemic has caused more isolation among seniors than we'd like. And the U.S. Surgeon General said we have an epidemic of loneliness out there. So how can we help with emotional well-being? Well, they say they've improved there by being engaged, and they feel safe and secure. And finally, just the good care and the managed medications and treatments improves the physical health. So it might be a little bit surprising, but a lot of times they move a little more often, and they maintain their mobility and their independence. So a lot of times it's a real uptick.
And so I know there's going to inevitably be maybe a couple people listening to this right now that are thinking about, you know, this conversation we're having and maybe have a loved one or a friend or somebody that is thinking about this process. And I want to know your thoughts on your advice on for people listening, maybe knowing when it's time to start having those conversations about moving your loved one into assisted living.
You bet. Well, we often say that there's things to watch for, and if you see two or three of these things happening, it's definitely time to be starting that conversation and maybe thinking about a move relatively soon. But is the person safe at home? Are they falling prey to scams? Are they falling themselves, having falls? Maybe they left a stove on or they've had some water damage from leaving water on. Maybe they're having trouble just managing their bathroom needs and hygiene. You may notice they're not shopping for food, and therefore their nutrition is suffering a little bit. Maybe they're struggling with the medications, the dosages, the proper timing of those during the day. They might be struggling with their finances. They might not they might be showing signs of just not having enough socialization and that sort of thing. Or a medical advisor says, you know, it's really time to start thinking. So I think if those things are taking place, or if the family caregiver is just struggling with emotional health, those are the times when it's probably time to sit down and start having those really difficult discussions.
Having a great conversation this morning with Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes on the benefits of assisted living and the process that goes into that. And another thing I'd love to get your opinion on, Scott, is it just feels like there's more and more Americans nowadays that have no spouse, no child as they continue to age. And for those that are maybe living alone, don't have a spouse, don't have any children to take care of them, and maybe don't have anyone that they rely on as they get older, what advice would you give them for maybe in a little more independent role?
Sure. Well, I think if we get the opportunity to visit with them, they might want to do what we would call a little vacation stay with us for a couple weeks just to see what it's all about and experience it with no obligation for any long-term visit. That may help them with their planning process to say, this is what I want as I start to age. And we have a lot of residents who stay with us, surprisingly more than you would guess, who are doing the solo aging without others' help. And, you know, we become like family to them, and we have relationships with people like the Kansas Guardianship Program who help the resident then find an independent advocate for themselves. And that's really important to have someone who's constantly looking after you as an independent person. And finally, I think one thing we do is we're very fierce advocates or the elderly person with us. This concept of ageism, where people are treated as less of a person because of their age. We value the elderly, and we never give up early on their improvement in quality of life. That's something that's always taking place. So just would love to visit with folks and help them walk through the process.
And I'm glad you said that. I think that's good for people, listeners, to hear whether they are a person in this situation or they know somebody that maybe is approaching this situation, to know that, you know, you do look after, you do care. It's not just, you know, a facility for you kind of, you know, drop off the elderly. This is a place that they really want improvement of quality of life. And I think that's really the big takeaway from this. So, Scott, as we put a bow on this one, and I really appreciate your time, this has been a great conversation. I was informed that you are offering assistance with a move this winter. And I was hoping you could explain to me and the listeners how that process works as you're going actively through it.
Sure. Well, we've been offering, the first month stay with us completely free. With this harsh winter, though, we're going to extend that. We've been saying for move-ins by January 31st, but it's been hard to move the last couple weeks with all the weather changes outside. So we're thinking now of really through the entire winter. If a person comes in to live with us, we're going to give them that first month free, and that hopefully will allow them to catch a 60-degree day where they can have a good, comfortable move. So maybe tour now, move later is kind of the message we want to get out there.
Great stuff, Scott. For anyone who maybe is listening to this and wants more information or has additional questions, how can they get a hold of Morningstar Care?
Sure. You can look us up on the web, morningstarcarehomes.com, and you can also call us in the Odyssey at 620-325-2244, or in Fredonia, it's 620-378-2329, and Jackie and Crystal will definitely look forward to talking to you.
Fantastic stuff from Scott Schultz this morning from Morningstar Care Homes on the importance of knowing when it's time to potentially look at assisted living. Scott, thank you so much for the time. Do appreciate it. Learned a lot, and hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Sherry.
We have much more coming up right after this with Open Line on the way at the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have a check of Fox News on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.